This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. A new ballot initiative being proposed in Missouri is designed to increase the amount of renewable energy in the state. The proposal would increase the renewable energy standards approved by voters in 2008 and also would give new power to the state's official consumer advocate to make sure the standards are implemented. The 2008 measure required investor-owned utilities to use renewable energy sources for 15% of their power by the year 2021. The initiative targeted for the 2012 ballot would increase that to 25% by the year 2026. One Jefferson City legislator says Secretary of State Robin Carnahan should not write the summary for the proposal because her younger brother is a wind energy investor. Carnahan's office says her ballot summaries have always been fair. The number of Missouri students taking foreign languages is on the rise, with enrollment in foreign language classes doubling over the past 20 years. But the increase isn't being driven by education policy, finds KBIA's Chris McDaniel in this report.
Los cubanos, la mayoría vinculados con los servicios de seguridad de la isla.
It's 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning in Chris Johnson's Spanish 4 class at Jefferson City High School. He's warming students up by discussing a current event. There are 17 students sitting in a classroom that's lined with Spanish books and posters. In fact, in the entire room, the only things not in Spanish are the fire and tornado drill instructions. If you're having trouble understanding what the students in Johnson are discussing, you might not have taken Spanish in high school, and that's becoming an increasing rarity. Over the past 20 years, foreign language enrollment has more than doubled in Missouri public schools. About two-thirds of the foreign language classes are Spanish courses. Johnson says it's becoming more difficult to meet the demand.
Especially here, we've had to kind of drop some of the students just because we don't have enough faculty to keep up with the number of students that want to take Spanish.
Johnson attributes the rise in enrollment to an increased global awareness.
I think students and parents are beginning to see that we're no longer in our little town anymore. That it's becoming more global. There's this huge influx of immigrants, and so it's becoming more and more important that our students and our children become bilingual, that they have that exposure to another language, that they'll be able to communicate effectively.
There is not a specific requirement for any foreign language in our graduation.
That's Michelle Clark, a communications coordinator with the State Board of Education. Somewhat surprisingly, the dramatic increase in enrollment isn't being driven by any state requirement. While the state doesn't have a requirement, students may still have requisites from their local school board. At Jefferson City High School, only one foreign language unit is required for students. In addition, most colleges require at least two units of the same language for admittance. Johnson says there are more benefits to learning another language than just getting into college, though.
The students that do take a foreign language, they become better and more aware of their first language, their native language, English and stuff. Because if anything, the students that come in, we found that they don't have this awareness of how they speak and everything. Their writing's not very good.
Clark says enrollment in Chinese courses has changed the most in the past 10 years, increasing from 200 courses offered to over 1,000. Chris McDaniel, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.